Hello there, this is Russ Harris, and I'm recording an exercise from my textbook, Act Made Simple. I apologize in advance for the amateurish quality of this home recording, and I hope that there is not too much background interference. The exercise that follows, I usually ask people to find a comfortable position, and what I'm going to get you to do is, for the next 5 minutes, I'd like you to simply observe your hand. I'm going to ask you to notice your hand and observe it as if you are a curious scientist that has never encountered anything like this before. Before we start the exercise, though, I'd like you to notice what your mind is predicting about the next 5 minutes. Is your mind predicting that it's going to be boring, tedious, drawn out? It may be. Just notice the prediction. Sometimes your mind is spot on with its predictions. The next 5 minutes could be really slow, tedious, and boring. They might be the most boring, drawn out 5 minutes of your entire life. Or you might find that it goes so quickly that when I say 5 minutes is up, that you're somewhat taken aback. So let's just see what happens. So what I'd like you to do then is get into a comfortable position. I invite you to sit up straight, hold one of your hands palm upwards, a comfortable distance from your face. And first off, I'd like you to mentally trace an outline around your hand. Start just under the base of your thumb and mentally draw an outline around your hand, tracing the curves around your thumb and in between your fingers, and really notice the shapes and gaps in between your fingers and the curves and the grooves there, and trace right round until you join at the other end of the wrist. And now I'd like you to notice the color of your hand. And notice that it's not just one color. Notice that there are white areas and pink areas and dappled areas. If you have darker skin, then there are browns and yellows. And notice that there are many, many different shades of white, pink, brown, and yellow in your hand. It's not just one or two. There's many variants. And ever so slowly, push your fingers outwards and backwards and notice the color change. Push those fingers all the way out and back, as far back as they'll go. Notice how the color bleaches from your hand. And then ever so slowly release the tension. And notice how the color returns. Notice the color coming back into your hand, perhaps even stronger than before. And let's just do that one more time. Ever so slowly push your fingers outwards and backwards. Notice all the color draining from your hand. And then ever so slowly release and notice the color returning. Now I'd like you to look at the large lines in the palm of your hand and just notice the shapes they make, where the lines converge and where they diverge and where they intersect. Just kind of notice the shapes and patterns they make. And then zoom in on one of those large lines and really notice it. Notice all the smaller lines that feed into it and feed out of it. Lines that crisscross into it and out of it. And from there, just scan the surface of your hand and notice all the different types of lines that are there. Large creases and short creases and horizontals and verticals and deep and shallow grooves and some very, very fine lines that you can hardly see. Now ever so slowly move your little finger towards your thumb. Just ever so slowly bring that thumb and little finger together. And as you do that, notice how all the flesh bunches up in the palm of your hand. Just notice all that bunched up flesh. And then ever so slowly release your little thumb and little finger, and notice how the flesh in your palm returns to its normal contours. Now pick one of your fingertips, and you may have to tilt it to catch the light. You may even need glasses to see this. Have a look at your fingertip, and if you catch the light, you'll see a spiral pattern on your fingertip. When you leave a greasy fingerprint on a piece of glass, it's that spiral pattern that you can see. And if you look closely, that spiral pattern doesn't stop in your fingertip. It actually continues down your finger. And just trace it down and notice how it continues all the way down your finger, down into the palm of your hand. Now turn your hand to the karate chop position so that as you're looking at your hand, you can see both the back and the front. And just gently tilt it from side to side so you can notice the difference in skin texture on the back of your hand and the front of your hand. And look directly at your index finger, and you'll notice a dividing line that runs down the side of your finger, dividing the two skin types. There's a change in texture and a change in color that runs down the index finger where these two skin types meet. Now turn your hand over and notice the skin on the back of your hand. And notice any judgments or criticisms that your mind is making about that skin. And first off, just notice the different textures and colors of the skin on the back of your hand. Notice the texture over the knuckles. Notice the colors of your skin over the knuckles and over the veins. And notice any scars or moles or sunspots or blemishes. And ever so slowly, pull your hand into a gentle fist and notice the knuckles. And rotate that fist, really noticing the knuckles, noticing the grooves and the contours between them. And keeping your attention on the knuckles, clench and tighten that fist as tight as you possibly can. And notice the size, shape, and color of those knuckles. And then keeping your attention on the knuckles, ever so slowly, unclench your fist and open your hand and stretch your fingers out. And notice how the knuckles have disappeared. And then ever so slowly, do that again. Gently clench your fist, notice how the knuckles pop out, rise up, and then unclench and notice how they just disappear back into the body. Now pick one of your fingernails, and if it's not obscured by nail varnish, then notice the different colors in your nail. Notice it's not just one shade, there's different colors in it. Notice that the nail itself has a texture, there are ridges and grooves. Notice the cuticle around the nail, how it seals that nail in. Scan downwards from the nail and notice how the skin texture changes over the finger and into the back of the hand. And ever so slowly, gently wiggle your fingers up and down. And just notice the tendons leaping down. Notice the tendons jumping up and down underneath the skin on the back of your hand. And that brings us to just over 6 minutes. And was that a slow, tedious, and boring 6 minutes? Or did it go faster than expected? Thank you.